Tom Cotton blocks jobs giveaway to foreign graduates. By Neil Monroe on January 1, 2019. Senator Tom Cotton successfully blocked House Speaker Paul Ryan from outsourcing 5,000 white-collar jobs to Irish graduates each year, according to multiple sources. Cotton blocked the outsourcing bill by putting a last-minute legislative hold on the proposal, ensuring it could get through the Senate's lame duck session. The move also denied a political victory to Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer, who had pushed for the outsourcing bill. Schumer and other Democrats were expected to claim GOP approval of the Irish giveaway reveals racist motives for apparent GOP opposition to much larger giveaways to people from Africa, South America, India, or China. The Arkansas senator's action also prevented a political headache for many GOP politicians who would have faced a backlash from many Americans graduates for not opposing Ryan's bill to outsource jobs to Irish graduates by expanding the existing Australian-only E3 visa program. The giveaway bill offered no reciprocal benefits for young American graduates. Cotton also aided President Donald Trump by preventing Congress from putting a Hire Irish bill on his desk just 2 years after Trump promised a Hire American policy in his administration. Nationwide, roughly 1.5 million U.S. white-collar jobs are being held by foreign temporary workers, ensuring lower salaries for American graduates. This massive white-collar outsourcing industry exists because the federal H-1B, L-1, J-1, TN, OPT, and CPT visa programs allow U.S. companies to import temporary foreign workers and also provide green cards to roughly 70,000 foreign employees each year. Breitbart News extensively reported the Irish giveaway bill. Advocates for the Irish giveaway will try again in 2019 to pass their bill, perhaps burying it within a routine funding bill or as part of a larger migration and labor legislative package. A noble effort failed, said an Irish-American website that championed the E3 visas. IrishCentral.com said, "We Irish are used to that and we are used to picking ourselves up and trying harder the next time. Despite Cotton, we will not give up. Given all our people gave to America, we can never stop trying." Nationwide, the U.S. establishment's economic policy of using legal migration to boost economic growth shifts wealth from young people towards older people by flooding the market with cheap white-collar and blue-collar foreign labor. That flood of outside labor spikes profits and Wall Street values by cutting salaries for manual and skilled labor of blue-collar and white-collar employees. Immigration also steers investment and wealth away from towns in heartland states because coastal investors can more easily hire and supervise the large immigrant populations who prefer to live in coastal cities. In turn, that investment flow drives up coastal real estate prices, pricing poor U.S. Latinos and blacks out of prosperous cities, such as Berkeley and Oakland.